So it's Lyra, Antarctica, Seaborn, Sheeran. So they've got the...
Now, the problem with this, and it's not the first time we've touched on this topic, like, with the, like, giving them the both names, I like it in spirit, that's fine. When's the end game with this? Say little Seaborn, Lyra, Antarctica goes, has, you know, meets someone, and then they've got last names, and then they go have a kid.
So
and
you
then
can
they
end
both...
up with four or five last names and all.
I mean, the chain events means eventually you're going to wind up like eight generations down with 27 names.
But her middle name is Antarctica, and they're saying the reason, they haven't come out and said this, Ed and Sherry, but they're saying 9 months ago they visited Antarctica, so they reckon they're naming the middle name to where they, you know, did it, and then she was conceived.
How do you do it in Antarctica? There's not even, like, hotels, is there?
What's
Antarctica?
But you know,
you've seen the pics.
Yeah.
Like, it's icebergs. Sadly, some of them seem to be melting, and there's, like, polar bears, honestly.
But you know, in winter when it's cold, you know, it's sort of, you like to keep your clothes on. So they got up to shenanigans. But I'm thinking...
They got up to shenanigans. That's a scoop you've got right here on this show this
But
morning.
Imagine if you, everyone named their baby of where that you can... conceived the baby, you know what I mean?
And does the kid want that as a reminder that their parents did it at that spot?
Because I think one of mine, I think it was Sammy, her middle name would be Bunk
Gin-gin?
Of a Truck.
Oh, Bunk of a Truck. Need some heavy